Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Teach Gym Show, the place to teach, to learn, to grow. Today's show is brought to you by
ClickToMakeHire.com, where Teach Gym and a host of others help teachers and professionals implement their Click and Retire stratagem. ClickAndRetire.com.
Hi, Teach Gym here. I teach and I learn. I'm glad to have you on board today. We've got a good thing going on here, you know. It's always amazing as we live our lives how learning and teaching come into play in so many different areas. Specifically, I'd like to start off by talking about our career. You know, many of us start off in our careers by kind of stumbling into them. We go to school, we go through our different aspects of our life in terms of getting ready for a career, getting ready for our lives, and some of us make actual conscious decisions about the direction we're going. I talked to some college kids here recently, and they were telling me about how they had mapped for themselves a direction where they wanted to land and what that career might look like, what area they're going into, and then ideally how that would fall together. Now, the best laid plans are fabulous, but life happens, and sometimes that doesn't go quite as well as we want. Other times, it goes extremely well, and people end up landing exactly where they are. So then it raises today's question, how do you stay current in your career? That's right, staying current. It's not just anymore a matter of, you know, getting a degree, getting into college, getting into a job, and then staying there. It's just not happening. You have to stay current in your career. So what are the mechanisms and the places where we can do that? I remember early on in one of my careers, and I've had three, so one of my careers, I remember staying current in that career by just reading rags. You know, the magazines. They used to be called rags because they're magazines, and you'd pick them up, and they were this paper thing, and you carry it around. Now, of course, it's RSS feeds or a subscription to lists or subscribing to leaders in the industry. You have this continual flow of information that's coming to you. And for me, it was simple as on the way home, I took the bus, and so I was reading on the bus the articles. And as those would come about, I would circle things, I would highlight them, I would test and try them within my career, you know, 10, 15 minutes in the morning or on the lunch break or afternoon and evening, and allowed me to stay current with the latest trends in that industry at the time. And so that was really, really helpful. And so getting that news feed and setting that up with some of the leaders in your area is a great way to kind of stay current with what's happening in the field. Now, another field that I was in recently, I kind of stepped away from for a while. When I came back to it, again, how did I get up to speed? How was I able to get current? And again, part of that was to go to the end of the year articles, current trends, ongoing trends, and seeing what those trends are. And then having conversations with professionals in the industry, specifically some professionals that had been down the road once or twice. One of them was a 15-year veteran in his career place. And I'd seen many things come and go. And I asked about the trends. I said, hey, what about these trends? And we went through them. And sure enough, there were some very specific trends that were happening in the industry generally that we could see happening even in the location where he was. And it was, in fact, impacting and an influence on the direction his business was going. So with that kind of knowledge about where things are and where they're headed, it's a great place to be. Now, the other half of that is, though, even if you know what's going on and you know where it's going, doesn't mean you are current in those pieces. You can talk about them, sure, but do you have that under your belt? And this is where some of the dilemma comes in. I remember in a particular company I was working with, and their progression in the technology arena was very, very slow. I had a discussion about this today, in fact. And as that slow progression was going along, software was going out of life cycle, not supported anymore, quicker than they were making changes and upgrades to it. And so we had this interesting dilemma. Some of the people on that staff were using techniques and tactics for writing code, for implementing code, for going about solving problems that was almost a generation behind, because that's how they worked. That's how they've always worked. And there is no need to change from the company itself. So that became an interesting one. Had a conversation a couple months back with an individual that, as he was let go from a company somewhat similar to the one I was just describing, he came out in the job force, and he'd been a programmer. He was up to speed on his latest programming language and current with what he had been working with, but it happened to be that what he was working with wasn't out there. People weren't asking for that position or for that type of training any longer. And all of a sudden, he had this weird gap between where he had been living 8 hours a day, every day, 40 hours a week, and where the world was needing him to be with the new career opportunity. So he was looking at, do I go back and retool and reschool? Do I go back and essentially get that boost in my education? Do I take a year and go back and get training? How do I get experience with this new technology? And how do I understand how it's put together? A lot of questions. And having been one that's kind of stayed on top of some technology trends, it was really interesting to me to recognize that many people in their careers aren't staying current. So, working with a dentist here a while back, he was talking about his continuing education credits and how he was staying current. And he was actually current in several wide variety of methodologies that he could put into place in his practice. And in that discussion, I asked him, how do you stay current with all these things? Because it seemed like if you're a specialist, you would be focusing on this one, but you were a specialist in everything, really. That's kind of crazy. How do you do that? And he just said, because he would take more, far more, than the required educational credits every year. So you take a couple of credits, like the required level in one area, then you go get the required level in a different area, and the required level in a different area, and then you cycle that through for a couple of years. And so he's staying current on multiple fronts, which is keeping his career current, which is really kind of cool when you think about it. Who do you want to go to? The guy who's current, up to date, and up to speed, and dealing with today's issues with a population that's researching and studying and writing about today's current issues, which is where he was, right? He would go to the trainings and the classes. Then, of course, he'd go to the RAGs, RSS feeds, subscriptions, with streams or whatever he would go to on the informal learning basis. And he would have them talking about the things he had learned in the classes he was taking. So pretty cool. In fact, I sat next to a dentist yesterday in a meeting, and he was telling me about some new technology that he was using, but it's 15 years old. But it's refined itself to the point now where it's really accepted. It's really gaining momentum, which is exciting to see. So how do you stay current? There you go. Continuing education credits. And some of those are done through online classes. And, of course, classes and courses become part of the formal nature of that kind of learning. And it can be documented. You can pass the test. You have something to take with you. The other part of that, some of that, is actually attending classes live, going to conventions. These are all pieces and ways to stay on top of your career. Some of those aren't affordable, so you might go to online webinars or broadcasts of some of these conferences. A conference here a couple weeks ago was broadcast. It was pretty cool. I missed most of it. I apologize for that, for those that were worried about it. But it was a fun place to be when you start to realize that there are ways to still get the information. It's not the same as being there live. If you're there live, you're able to rub shoulders and talk to people and get the nuances and their take on the information that's being presented, what's actually working for them or not. So these are important elements of staying current in your career. The third area, and this is what I've just run into recently, as I finished a contract and we're looking for additional contract work, it's kind of fun to look through the job listings. And as I look through the job listings, specifically around the technology arena, they list the kinds of technologies they're using. And there's a couple of companies that I'm attracted to that I think have some great products. They're offering some super services. They're growing quickly. And yet, the technologies they're using are different to a fairly large extent than what was being used in some common configurations of servers and setups previously. So now there's some red flags. not the red flags, actually, but there are some flags that a person who wants to stay current in their career could start to go with. They could read in the rags, RSS feeds, streams, subscriptions about companies, products, or services that are being used in their industry, and then go to the websites of those companies and start to recognize that people that are working for those companies have a different skill set than might be being used in your company. You know, in the development world, let's just be frank about it, there's the .NET world, there's the Java world, and then there's an up-and-coming couple of trends. You know, PHP is one of those, and the other one is, excuse me, PHP is not necessarily up-and-coming, but it's been around for a while. And then the last one, which is gaining some momentum, is Ruby. And the Ruby programming language has some strengths to it, as well as Python. And yet, 5 years ago, those two languages are hardly ever seen on programming software development kinds of requests or demands. And now they're commonplace. They're seen many places. But the other thing that's interesting in today's environment, it's becoming more and more alphabet soup. It used to be they would list two programming languages, or one, .NET developer. We want a Java developer. We want a, you know, front-end JavaScript developer. And now it's this, with this, with this, with this. There's three and four kinds of listings. And so as you work in your career and as you expand it and grow it, the tools that are the tools of the trade in the current generation will be important to you. So what are the tools that are being used out there? And are you current on those tools? One of the dilemmas I'm seeing is that I'm very familiar with a couple of tools that we've used in one area of an aspect of our lives, because that's what our vendor and the people we worked with had. But you, when you try to go to a different company, a different vendor, a different place, you don't have that skill set because you didn't get exposure to that tool. Interesting, isn't it? Now, that said, you and I both know that the skill set you learned in the one tool will be foundational as the core types of ways that tool can be used as you move to the new tool. And so you'll be able to make those transferences. Just as said, we know an individual, he left the job on a Friday, got hired on a Tuesday, and in a new location was having to work with an entirely different tool set of software tools that he was using for his occupation. He knew the other one existed. He'd seen it a couple of times, got exposed to it in some schooling he had, but was not expert in that new system. And so you see that keeping current on the tools, or at least an awareness of the tools and how they differentiate from each other, and that can be done by just going to the tool sites, going out and typing in tool one versus tool two comparisons, and you'll see the differences and can read about that and make those generalizations to say, yeah, I'm being current. Oh, my goodness, this new tool or this different tool that I'm not using looks like it's much better. It's leapfrogging ahead of the tool we are using currently. Maybe I should download a demo and give it a try. Maybe I should talk to some people. Maybe I should go to the forums and read a little bit about the advantages and disadvantages of features or benefits that are being offered. So you see, the tools of your trade may be changing. Now, some state systems, I am familiar with some state software systems that have been around for ages and are changing very, very slowly. And so if you're in a career with using one of those tools, you might not find yourself staying current again. So again, how do we stay current? Let's just quickly go over the four items that we came in. Oh, and then I'll come up with a fifth one. We can't hear the fifth one. Let's go there first. The fifth one is to network, just to kind of have the conversations. Talk to the people in your industry. Talk to the ones on LinkedIn that you've run into that have gotten new jobs. Talk to those that on LinkedIn that are just in your profession or in your competitor's company. These kinds of things are the way that you'll be able to find yourself staying current, because the people that are living and thinking and breathing these kinds of things will indeed tell you to know what's happening. You can then go to the rags. You can do job searches for companies that are in that arena. You can look at the tools that others are using, as well as take continuing education credits, officially online or live conversations, live conventions. These kinds of things will all help you to stay current in your current career. that networking with real people that are in your industry. Now, some people do that by joining groups, groups online as well as groups offline. And both are valuable for you. The groups online, are, of course, are part of that rags and streams and RSS feed that you could subscribe to. But it's also a place to connect with people that are in the know and in the industry. So there you have it. Five ways to stay current in your career. Number one, we talked about was rags, RSS feeds, streams, subscriptions to professionals in your industry. Number two, continuing education, whether it be formal credit, or maybe it's just online going through badges or some other kinds of mechanisms for finding what's current and reading or studying or watching videos on the topics, but some of that from time to time. Oftentimes what you read in the rags, RSS feeds, and subscriptions to blogs and these other things will surface some information that will point you in the direction of a tool or a tactic or technique, and then you can go read more on that topic. Excuse me. And then number three was job searches. That's right. Go out and do a search for your job and see if the tools that are being used are the ones that you use. See if the software and or the technologies or techniques that you're using, they're talking about and needing in those jobs today are the same as yours. Is your company holding you back and not letting you stay current? Well, that's going to happen sometimes, and it's all right, but you still need to stay current in terms of your knowledge, even if the company refuses to make those kinds of changes. Number four, when you are looking at tools, seeing how they're impacting the landscape of your career. And then implement the tools that you can. Download demos. Give them a try. Compare with the ones that you're using. This keeps you really sharp. It helps you also see new features that your own software or your own tools may be using as you go forward. And finally, network with real people. As you network with real people, you'll find that those people have some of the knowledge and skills. They'll share with you the best rags. They'll share with you the best tools. They'll talk to you about the best classes and conventions to go to. They will give you ways and places to go to search for companies that are up and coming in your arena. Networking becomes a powerful way for you to stay current on your career. Now, there's a couple of issues that may show up. You find you're out of current. You're not active. And I talked to an individual just last night that was in a career, left about a year ago, and now feels they're completely out of date because things have moved so quickly. I'm feeling a little bit as I've been worked on a particular project for the last year in one area, and now I'm looking to go a little different direction, and there are some gaps. So self-directed learning, again, using these same five tactics we've talked about before, about staying current here, are going to be important. But then it's a learning plan. How do you put together that individual learning plan for you to go out and get current, to have the skills sharp so that when you jump into your next endeavor or you get laid off and are forced to, that you'll have in place those things that you need? Well, that's where some of these skill sets of leadership, some of these skill sets of being productive, efficient productivity, the productivity, project management, leadership, communication, these are all skills that are carried across the board. You can always get better at those. And so that would be an option for you to do in your current situation. Make sure that your soft skills, make sure that the skills that you're using on the job are continually being refined so that you can move forward. So with that, I appreciate you being on the line today. Thank you for coming by the Teach Gym Show, the place to teach, to learn, to grow. Have a great day.
We hope you enjoyed the Teach Gym Show, the place to teach, to learn, to grow.